Sleeping better. The older I get, the longer it sometimes takes to chase something down. This was the case with weighted blankets, which I first read about over a year ago, when the topic suddenly seemed to be everywhere. The principle behind them, weight as a comforting sensation, seemed intuitively sound. Well, 2 weeks ago I finally got to poking around online for a decent value, and found this blanket on Amazon. That's just for information. No one gets any cash here if you click or buy. It arrived folded in a relatively small carton that, not surprisingly, weighed a ton. 15 pounds, actually. The main guideline is to choose a blanket that weighs no more than 10% of your body weight. In the case of this blanket, packets of glass beads are woven into the fabric, which you are warned not to microwave. Okay, not really in the habit of microwaving bedding anyway. Right from the first night I noticed the effect, definitely cozy and relaxing, and I have slept better every night since. More accurately, I have awakened feeling more rested, and more alert, and I'm attributing this to a deeper sleep, a deeper REM cycle, which is one of the claimed benefits of weighted blankets. We're gonna need a bigger calendar. When it comes to slumber, research shows that alcohol is not an effective sleep aid, though anecdotal evidence may dispute this. Alcohol is also apparently now toxic no matter how much of it you consume, which on one hand is completely sensible. Alcohol is, after all, effectively a poison, while on the other hand it's completely bonkers. In fairness, the new Canadian alcohol consumption guidelines released last month are presented as a continuum. The more you drink, the potentially worse it is for you. But 2 drinks per week? There is also the benefit to be had from the traditional busy day ending nightcaps. We've ordered some new calendars, the ones with 10-week months. Speaking of, I owe someone a beer. If you haven't already caught Captain Mike's fact versus fiction piece yesterday on the Top Gun sequel, have a look. Interesting stuff for sure. They're back. We've got Mayor Marvin Junkin back at it with his column, the first new installment of which ran on Saturday. And we're getting the Municipal Matters column back in action as well, with today's installment on the 2023 town budget coming courtesy of Sow David Cribbs. Eventful times. Once again, if you're putting on an event, be sure to take advantage of our free event calendar listings. Here's the tutorial. From polar to tropical, minus 15 last week to a predicted high single digits this week. At least we got away from those unending gray skies for a bit. Stay warm, or cool. See you next time.